After a day off to celebrate President's Day, CNN Student News is back, and so am I. Thanks for spending some of your Tuesday with us. I'm Carl Azus. Let's get to today's headlines. Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the United Nations, has a message for Libya. The violence must stop immediately. The situation has boiled over in that country, with protesters and the government facing off against each other. That government is run by Muammar Gaddafi, who's been in power for 42 years. Libya is located in northern Africa, and it's literally between two countries, Tunisia and Egypt, where longtime leaders have stepped down after recent protests. During a speech on local TV, one of Gaddafi's sons made what seemed like an offer. He said, quote, "We can speak rationally, we can spare the blood, we can stand all together for the sake of Libya." But he also added that if the protests continue, quote, "Forget about democracy, forget about reform, it will be a fierce civil war." Now, it's very hard for us to confirm some of the events that are reportedly happening in Libya. The government has a tight control on communications, and it hasn't responded to CNN's requests for access to the country. But based on the reports that are coming in, Don Lemon explains how we got to this point.
February 14th. Peaceful demonstrations, fueled through Facebook, are planned against Libya's leader, Muammar Gaddafi, who supported Mubarak before his exit. February 16th, about 200 demonstrators hit the streets in the coastal city of Benghazi to rally for human rights activist Fatih Terbil. Police make few arrests. February 17th, state-run media outlets report 110 political prisoners are released, but the move doesn't stop calls for a day of rage, meant for the fifth anniversary of a bloody protest that left 12 dead. Medical sources say seven die on this day after clashes between demonstrators and security forces. February 18th, Gaddafi supporters rally back in Tripoli, but on the coast in Benghazi, security forces reportedly attack anti-government backers. Numbering in the tens of thousands, medical sources report 20 die and 200 are hurt. February 19th, Benghazi gets worse. Reports leak out of tear gas and bullets. A doctor says his hospital has seen at least 30 bodies. And Human Rights Watch tallies 84 dead over the last 5 days. February 20th, Benghazi boils over. Violence surges and protesters strike demanding change. Eyewitnesses say demonstrators have taken the city and much of Tripoli. A ban on foreign reporters makes the claim difficult to confirm. But Gaddafi's son, Saif al-Islam, warns the protesters to stop or, quote, "blood will flow, rivers of blood, in all the cities of Libya."
We've done some reports about the potential long-term effects of the political protests happening in the Middle East. But there's another effect that some of you might be noticing right now. Gas prices. According to a study that came out on Sunday, the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is $3.18. That's an increase of 5 cents from 2 weeks ago and 55 cents from a year ago. The study says part of the reason for the increase is the tension in the Middle East, where a lot of the world's oil comes from. Experts predict the gas prices could keep going up over the next couple weeks.